Hey guys, it's Chris here on a Friday afternoon, about 2:50 when I'm recording this. I'd love to write something for you guys today, and I will later on, but I just don't have enough time right now with radio coming up, and I go on the air at 4 o'clock every day, and I'll continue to talk more about this here in just a little bit. But the Big 12 revenue numbers came out for 2016 today, and that's what I want to talk about, because there's a lot to explain, and I'm getting a lot on Twitter as far as questions go from you guys. I want to make a couple of points right now. I wrote a piece, I don't know when it was, maybe a year ago, on why I thought the Big 12 was actually in decent positioning going forward. And I think the revenue numbers today really showed that. Now, keep in mind the $34.5 million that the Big 12 dished out to its schools. That did not include third-tier rights, and that does not include next year's football championship game that will be added to the mix. That's important. The reason it's important that they don't include third-tier rights is because Texas receives about $15 million per year from the Longhorn Network. That puts them at $50 million. Oklahoma's third-tier package gets them up to about $42 million. That means that Texas and Oklahoma are both making more individually than any team in the SEC or Big Ten. The SEC's payout was $40.4 million. The Big Ten's payout was $34.8 million. So the whole point here is that the rumors, the myths of the Big 12's future demise have been greatly exaggerated. What happens in 2024 when all these TV contracts are renewed? You know, I don't know. It's way too early to say. However, a lot of people, and I've been making a lot of calls here over the last hour or so, and I think that if you guys have followed me for long enough, you know I like to geek out on this stuff. This is probably my favorite thing to cover and write about, is realignment and the sports business. The Pac-12 is really hurting right now with its network. The Pac-12 network, remember when they decided to go at it alone, it's really struggled as far as revenue production. And the ACC network now, ESPN has told them, yeah, we've got a full linear network coming for you guys. We've still yet to see that. And it's important to keep in mind with the ACC's deals, they are locked in until 2036 with ESPN. 2036. That is a really long time to be locked in with ESPN, you know, a network that just laid off 100 people. It's been greatly, we know about the subscription numbers that are dropping off on a daily basis. Here's why I like the Big 12 right now, and I think it's why they didn't expand a little under a year ago. I think the Big 12 setting itself up to be one of the first conferences, if not the first conference, to go fully linear. Think Amazon, think Google, think Netflix. Even ESPN, I think that ESPN, they're not going to die. I don't believe that for one second. I think that it's very possible that ESPN could buy out one of those companies. Probably not Google, obviously, because Google is massive. But, ESPN has Disney behind it. They're thinking fully linear in the future as well. That's the next big thing. And the fact that the Big 12 only has 10 teams, I think, makes it more appealing for, some of those companies like Apple that might be looking to get into the sports broadcasting game in the future. Just speculation, but I do think that when the Big 12 athletic directors and, you know, the presidents and whoever was getting together this week at the Big 12 meetings, I think that that's a lot what was discussed. In fact, I know that was discussed heavily. They think that they are in very good position. The Big 12's contract with ESPN and Fox is on an escalator. That means it grows every year. Keep that in mind as well. This number should continue to grow. And again, just ask yourself this question. If you're Texas and Oklahoma, why would you leave? You're making more than everybody else. And I could make an argument that you have as easy of a route to the college football playoff as the other leagues right now. Could make that argument. I could also make the argument that it's tougher because of the round robin and you're going to have to play somebody twice. But the point is, you're the big dog. You're the big dog in the league. Why would you leave when you're making more than everybody else? There's some, geographical concerns potentially, but really, let's be honest, this comes down to revenue. And when it comes to revenue, the Big 12 is in a very good spot. I've gotten this question a couple of times on Twitter today about Iowa State and the third tier. What does Cyclones TV make for Iowa State? Complicated question. Iowa State created the Cyclones TV in the first place because it wanted to, it was branding, it was promotional. You're trying to build the program up that way. What you have to think about is not how much does MediaCom pay Iowa State for Cyclones TV. You have to think, how does Iowa State monetize Cyclones TV? So when you watch a women's basketball game and that Chevy ad that comes across, add all of those up. How is that coming in? And then, of course, there's a payment from MediaCom that goes to Iowa State. From what I've understood through my sources, as far as cash in hand, Iowa State makes about $1.5 million per year on Cyclones.tv. Is it worth more? I think it probably is. It's value versus cash. Value versus what do you bring in? Important to consider when you have that Cyclones.tv conversation. So if I were to project what Iowa State brought in 2016, you know, the Big 12 released today, $30.5 million. I would say right around $36 million, maybe give or take a few hundred thousand. Really hard to tell at this point. I just threw a lot at you guys, but if you have other questions after listening to this, please just tweet them to me. I'm going to write more about this over the weekend. But a good day for the Big 12. I think this shuts a lot of the Paul Feinbaum stuff up. And again, ask yourself, when you look at these numbers, why would Texas and Oklahoma leave? Why does that make sense at this particular point in time? It doesn't. What happens in 2024? Who knows? I think it's going to be Armageddon for the college football world that we know it. But that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, death to the Big 12 conference either. All right, I got to get the KXNO. Thanks for listening. Saturday podcast coming up tomorrow. Jared Stansberry and I will discuss the five most important members of the 2017 Iowa State football roster.